The Burt Show.
It is not too late. You can get us your emails for Pay It Forward.
That's right. We are helping so many families here in the metro Atlanta area because of so many reasons. The recession, the floods. We've had so many different scenarios, but it is not too late. Tell us your story, and then we'll see what we can do to help.
That's exactly what Suzanne did. Hey, Suzanne.
Hi.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Doing good. What's going on with you?
Oh, just my little girl ready for school.
How old is she?
16 months.
Still in the month stage.
Yeah.
Hey, you emailed us a couple of days ago about your friend Kim.
Yes.
Now, this is a friend that you've had for a long time, right?
Yes, very long time. Right, well, almost 16 years.
All right. Well, give us a little of the history of your friendship and tell us what she's going through right now and how we can help out.
Oh, goodness. We just know each other forever and raising families together. But she got divorced a couple of years ago and has really struggled. I mean, she knew leaving her ex-husband that this was really hard. And she found out a couple of weeks ago that they were laying her off for several weeks at Christmas because they just didn't have the business, and they told her she can come back after the first of the year if business picks up. So, well, that's kind of iffy. There's, not really, she's not guaranteed that. So, and she just doesn't have money for the kids for Christmas, and she's struggling to just pay her regular bills as it is.
And she has been divorced for how long now?
About 2 years.
Okay. And then right before Christmas, she's told, sorry, we can't help you out. You relayed to us some figures that really kind of indicated to us that things are really tough for her right now.
Exactly. She had, right around like $700 at, the beginning of the month to pay her rent. Her rent was $680-ish, right around there.
Wow.
And so she went ahead and paid it. And, she's gotten a little bit of money from family to help with other things, but not a lot.
Suzanne wrote in her email, she has $25 for food, gas, and electricity. And the thought of Christmas morning with nothing under the tree for the kids absolutely gets her pretty down at times, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
You don't even realize, I wonder what the percentage is of people that are forced to live paycheck to paycheck. Like, if something happens to you today, like in her case also, and work comes to you and says, I am so sorry, how many of us really have enough in the bank to sustain for months at a time?
I think the majority of us would have to live paycheck to paycheck.
Paycheck to paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
So here this happens to her right before Christmas time, and she's got $25 to last for till the end of the... Is she getting any money from...
She's gotten a little bit of money since then, but not enough to pay everything.
Is she getting anything from her ex-husband?
She's supposed to get it monthly, and sometimes, it's not always on time. It's late many times. He's said that there would be times that he wouldn't be able to pay it, so it's been really tough.
And you said she has two small children?
She does.
Well, how old are they?
They're about 5 and 9-ish, right around there.
Okay.
They grow up so fast.
Very excited, I'm sure, about Santa coming by.
Absolutely.
At Christmas.
Yeah.
All right, and your friend's name is Kim, right?
Yes.
Okay, let's go ahead, let's get Kim on, and let's make sure that she's taken care of on Christmas morning here.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, is this Kim?
Yes, this is Kim.
Hey, Kim, this is The Burt Show and Q100 calling, and we're on the radio right now with your friend Suzanne.
Uh-huh.
How are you today?
I'm doing good.
Good. Hey, we have a program here called Pay It Forward, and Suzanne emailed us a couple of days ago about you.
Okay.
And she said that you and your family could use a little help this time of year.
Yes.
She said that you're kind of looking at a Christmas here, and you were even wondering if Santa was going to be able to stop by.
Yes.
Well, we can tell you today that Santa will be stopping by your house in a big, 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 big way.
Aw, thank you.
You're welcome. We've got some really great friends at the Chipper Jones Family Foundation and Georgia's Own Credit Union.
Uh-huh.
And they are going to make sure that you are taken care of in a whole bunch of different ways. She said that, you lost your gig a couple of weeks ago.
Huh?
You lost your job a couple of weeks ago?
Well, just for 2 weeks.
2 weeks. And they're promising you that you're going to be able to be rehired after January?
Yes.
And you hope. I'm sure you're hoping.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Well, she gave us a little bit of an idea of, you know, some of the financial strain that's going on right now. And we want to give you $2,000.
Thank you so much.
And we're hoping then that pays for the food and gas and electricity and all that stuff as well.
Yes.
And you have a 7 and a 9-year-old?
Yes. Oh, no, she's 7 and a 5-year-old.
5-year-old, okay.
Oh, yes. Okay, I was wrong.
And
they're very busy in the background.
I can hear that.
Yeah, they're playing ball.
Have they relayed to you what they want for Christmas yet?
A little bit, not too much. She hasn't really. We've asked them, and all I get is, I don't know.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you're going to have to make a list today, because with $2,000, Santa is going to spend some serious time in your house now.
Okay.
All right. You want to say hi to Suzanne? She's on the phone with us also.
Hey.
Hey.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I love you.
I love you, too.
Girlfriends are the best.
Yeah.
See, guys would give each other a little chest bump right here. Right? You know, I got you.
Hey, man, that was cool. That was cool, too.
I'd give you a hug, but I'd also be pounding you on the back. Because I'm hugging you, but I'm also hitting you at the same time. All right, you guys, I'll put you both on hold. And we will get in touch with you really, really quickly here, Kim, because obviously Christmas is right around the corner. And you can thank Suzanne, because she's the one that told us about you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, you guys, hold on one sec, all right? Okay. You know, maybe more motivation to do the reality TV show. We had a call that I couldn't take, but the dude was saying it could take our No Too Hotlanta campaign to a completely different level.
Oh, that's right.
And that may be all the reason in the world to go ahead and say yes to it.
Hey, The Bird Show.